com. Make the switch right now and have the television you want when you want it.
In Texas, there are some things that just stand the test of time. Freedom, truth, and good old barbecue. For over 100 years, Kreid's Market Barbecue has blown people away with their unbelievable flavor and tender, juicy, melt-in-your-mouth ribs, brisket, and more. Kreid's Market. Just the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Kreid's Market Barbecue. Now open in Bryan on Highway 6, just south of Boonville. Just good taste. Naturally. Kreid'sMarket.com.
Well, granted, it wasn't much rain, but it was at least some for some people. Actually kind of helped firefighters out in that fire that they had out of West Bryan that burned about 15 acres. Anyway, same kind of deal. We got a chance of some showers. It'll probably be late this afternoon as the clouds may get an opportunity to build up, and we'll see. Weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Now, 104 again for a high temperature today. Low temperature will be about 75 or so. As we get toward the weekend, may even be below 100 for our highs. That'd be nice. 77 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. Black Hawk down off the Japanese island of Okinawa, but everyone on board a U.S. Army helicopter that crashed is accounted for.
The Black Hawk helicopter was on a training mission when it made a hard landing aboard a Navy cargo ship. The damaged helicopter ended up on the deck of the USNS Red Cloud, the military said in a statement. Six injured people were taken to a naval hospital at Camp Foster.
That's Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin in Tokyo. Hillary Clinton is doing what Republicans have been demanding, turning over the server she used to email privately while Secretary of State. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
The Democrat White House hopeful instructed her staff to hand over the server to the Justice Department, as well as a thumb drive containing emails she's already provided to the State Department. GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson weighed in on the scandal on Fox and Friends.
Someone in her position who doesn't realize that they are putting the nation's security at risk by doing what they're doing, how in the world are you going to turn the keys over to them? Are you kidding me?
A new Franklin Pierce University Boston Herald survey shows rival Bernie Sanders leading Clinton now, 44-37% in New Hampshire. Dave.
Now, Rachel, Ben Carson's gaining ground in the Republican polls since last week's debate, fourth in a Suffolk survey in Iowa. Donald Trump leads and is also ahead in New Hampshire and new national surveys.
I will be great on women health issues. I cherish women.
Trump campaigning in Michigan says he's almost ready to detail what his policies will be. Jeb Bush talked foreign policy last night in California.
The short-sightedness of the present administration will leave a cost.
The Republican says he'd help unite the forces fighting ISIS in Syria and might have to send more U.S. ground troops to Iraq to fight the Islamic terrorists there. ISIS may have beheaded another hostage. A picture posted online purports to show a Croatian hostage murdered with a caption that he was killed for his country's participation in the war against ISIS. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, or smoking. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. If lines are busy, try again. Dial 1-800-663-1592. That's 1-800-663-1592. 1-800-663-1592.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Texans are teaming up to reduce teen pregnancy.
We're teaming up by starting the conversation.
We're teaming up to educate our community.
We're teaming up to mobilize a coalition.
When it comes to reducing teen pregnancy in our communities,
we're teaming up to make a difference.
OurTownForTeens.org is helping communities all over Texas reduce teen pregnancy by putting the resources you need at your fingertips. OurTownForTeens.org. Team up. We can do this.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. A hit and run yesterday afternoon left a bicyclist with life-threatening injuries and College Station police looking for the driver. Officers responded to the accident near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway near Welburn Road. The victim was taken to a local hospital. The driver was described as an 18 to 25-year-old white female driving a dark car. College Station police responded to an assault report shortly before 3 a.m. yesterday on Lincoln Avenue near Taro. Police found the suspect, 37-year-old R.T. Lott Jr., in the front yard. Lott jumped over a fence and ran into the home through the back door. Officers discovered the victim and her two children had already left and were able to reach Lott by phone. He claimed to be suicidal, but a CSPD hostage negotiation team convinced him to surrender. Lott is charged with domestic assault and evading arrest. There was a grass fire west of Bryan yesterday afternoon, a few hours after the Brazos County Commission issued a burn ban. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office says they provided traffic control on Pleasant Hill Road, which is north of Highway 21, between Highway 47 and FM 2818.
Both cities are out there. The volunteer firefighters are out there. Everyone's well represented.
Some residents were evacuated, but there were no reports of property damage. A Navasota woman is in the Brazos County Jail for the fifth time in the last year and a half and the 15th time in 10 years. College Station police arrested 41-year-old Jennifer McDaniel Sunday night after an employee of the Goodwill store spotted her and a man taking 86 items out of donation bins and putting them into a convertible. According to the arrest report, the man told officers McDaniel was retrieving items she had donated, and McDaniel admitted none of the items belonged to her. She was also charged with being in illegal possession of 11 Xanax pills and 2 municipal court warrants from last year. There's now a contested race for a position on the Bryan School Board in this November's election. Running for the at-large seat is Mark McCall, who is seeking the position now held by Tommy Vasquez, who has filed for re-election. The filing deadline is a week from next Monday. Thanks to triple-digit temperatures and a waterline break, the city of College Station pumped a record amount of water Monday. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says nearly 26 million gallons, including what was lost when an 8-inch water line broke in the area of Holloman and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
We suspect that with the hot, dry weather, the ground is shifting and cracking, and older lines are more susceptible to damage in that situation.
While repairs were completed around midnight, residents and businesses were asked to hold off on irrigating lawns to allow water tanks to fill up.
We try to keep a minimum amount of water in there just in case there's a major fire. We want to have reserve capacity in those tanks for firefighting.
After Atmos Energy isolated their natural gas lines, repairs were made to the water line. The new owners of St. Joseph Regional Health System have announced an agreement with Texas Children's Hospital in Houston that creates a Level 3 NICU, or Neonatal Intensive Care Unit, in Bryan.
We are able to take care of babies who need to be on the ventilator for an extended period of time if need be. We are able to take care of small babies down to 28 weeks gestation and down to 1,000 grams in birth weight.
Dr. Gwen Jetty is the medical director of the new NICU. He returns to Aggieland from the Houston area, where parent company Catholic Health Initiatives owns a hospital. The first Bluebell ice cream since plants closed over listeria contamination is on a semi headed to an unannounced destination. Cheers followed the horns of the semi leaving Bluebell's Alabama plant yesterday morning. Officials posted a tweet that we'll know soon when and where products will be sold. WTAW News Time is as 7:08. It's 76 degrees. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit bcschocolategallery.com.
Coal Banker Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Coal Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for the area from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. today. Sunshine, some passing clouds, perhaps an isolated shower or thunderstorm, 100 to 105. Some slightly cooler weather lies off to our north. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. We're sunny tomorrow, up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear 75. Sunshine and 95 to 100 on Friday as that cooler weather slowly sinks in. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M football heading into practice number two yesterday. We'll have an update on the Aggies. Also, a NFL quarterback is going to miss 6 to 10 weeks of football because his teammate cracked him in the jaw and broke it.
Ex-teammate.
Yeah, he ain't there no more. That is for sure.
Man.
That plus Major League Baseball and more coming up in sports.
Well, and you had the story. I mean, there's some extenuating circumstances, but still, nonetheless. Let's talk about
it. It's still $600, and I think the league minimum for a player that makes a roster is like $250,000.
Okay, yeah.
I understand $600 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially at my house.
Sure.
But come on.
Yeah. Don't know. Multiple high schools near Stockholm, Sweden will be implementing e-sports programs for the upcoming 2015-2016 school year. They don't want anybody making a fist over there. Programs at
keyboards?
Yeah. The programs at the three schools will focus on popular competitive titles like Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, and Dota 2. Is that right? Dota?
Oh, D-O-T. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know
whatever.
What that stands for.
Anyway, and these programs, this is a real deal. Staff and faculty compared the expected intensity to that of hockey and soccer programs. Yeah. But, you know, you don't quite get the cardiovascular workout when you're playing Global Offensive as you do when you're playing soccer or hockey. Anyhow, significant emphasis on physical health and well-being through proper exercise and diet will also be part of the program. So one day you may be able to letter in Grand Theft Auto or something.
No, that's the question. Do you letter in Grand Theft Auto, or do you get your letter in esports?
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That's not here yet.
Yeah, emphasis on the yet.
Yeah, that's in Sweden, so we'll see. I don't know, but I think that probably physical activity does help in many ways to, I don't know, tire kids out, you know? Might be less of a problem in the classroom.
Oh, my thought is it doesn't matter because Sweden will pay for their health care if they're obese anyway.
And they will. Of course they will. Esports. Oh, by the way, just while we're talking,
Dr. Tommy Wallace will be with us on Friday. He's the Bryan superintendent. And
speaking of schools.
Dr. Clark Ely will be with us on Monday from College Station Schools to talk about school getting started again. Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. So it appears that Adobe has decided that they're going to start expanding their parental leave program in as well. In addition to parental and maternity leave, Adobe has also announced employee leave programs for medical and family reasons. Employees will be given up to 10 weeks of paid time off for surgery and medical emergencies or other illnesses. Adobe will also give employees up to 4 weeks of paid time off. So, there. I know you don't like them. I know you think they're terrible, Patrick, but they're
what, Adobe?
Yeah.
No, I just don't like Flash.
Oh, okay.
I use Photoshop all the time.
You know, we were talking at 7:15. We were talking yesterday about how Google is becoming Alphabet.
Yeah.
New York Times reports that Google's new company, Alphabet, won't be able to get the website alphabet.com.
Well, it's not a brand. They're, in fact, you'll probably never hear of Alphabet again.
That's it? They just they told us there was a one-day rollout? This is who we are?
No, it still exists. It's not a brand.
It's just not a big
They're
deal,
not
right?
pushing. It's not a company. It's a collection of companies.
Well, they can't have it anyway. It's owned by BMW.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The name isn't just causing waves with BMW. On Wall Street, there is an Alphabet Funds as well. Lots of mid-size and small companies also use the name Alphabet.
Yeah.
There's Alphabet Energy in Hayward, California. There's Alphabet Record Company in Austin. And Alphabet Plumbing in Prescott, Arizona.
Then there's that soup.
Yeah, that's right. The people at Alphabet, a small recruiting company in London, England, have a sense of humor. We probably won't put it on the agenda to sue them over it. But if they want to make us a very generous offer for our domain names, we'll certainly consider
it. Well, there you go. Well, and they said it's because that, you know, the clear connection is A to Z.
Yeah.
And someone made the connection that Amazon, you look at it, I always thought it was a little smile.
Uh-huh.
It's A to Z.
It's an arrow, and arrow points from the A to the Z.
Oh, how very interesting.
Yeah. It's like the FedEx logo that messes with your head once you see it.
It's got an arrow in it, folks, that FedEx thing does, just saying.
And that old UPS truck.
Yeah, that's right. At BMW, Alphabet is the name of a subsidiary that provides services to corporations with vehicle fleets. A spokesperson said the automaker was not informed ahead of time of the plans to create the company called Alphabet and had not received any offers to buy that domain name. They said they're not selling, though, just in case. Just in case.
Well, it's not going to be, nothing's going to be marketed under that name.
Yep, that's it. So, strange deal at this movie theater in California. Did you hear about this? California police looking for two or three males who terrified moviegoers. They were showing the movie The Gift. At least one man in Newport Beach opened an emergency exit to let another man carrying what viewers thought was a chainsaw in, hoisted it over his head, yelled something, and revved it up. Now, what it was a leaf blower, but obviously that caused panic in the movie theater.
That could get you shot in Texas.
Yeah, well, exactly. They knew they were safe in California. But this is the first place and only place that I've seen this story today, and I would think that that's...
I saw the headline the other day.
Yeah, that's kind of a strange deal. Okay. A driving services center in Lebanon, Tennessee had to close yesterday afternoon after the car crashed into the building. From the irony file, a 54-year-old driver attempting to park his car failed to apply the brake, instead hit the accelerator, went crashing over the curb into the wall of the driving test center.
Oops.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to give you a passing score on this one.
You'll have to come back and retake it.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com.
Offer ends October 30th, 2015, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. Our bottom line model year in sales event means huge savings for you. Check out a new 2015 Nissan Sentra for $2,250 off MSRP or $1,250 off plus 0% financing for up to 72 months. Don't miss out on the bottom line best offers at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Eight or more to choose from. Offer includes $1,000 Nissan customer cash, $250 in MAC captive cash, and $1,000 Douglas discount. 0% APR with approved credit in lieu of $1,000 Nissan customer cash. Must finance with an MAC. Model codes 12015, 12115, 12215. 12315.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches of your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your social security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10% on your membership. Call 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106. 800-520-9106.
20 minutes after News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's see. Okay, from the we haven't mentioned this in a while.
Oh God, we're gonna die
again.
Don't you understand? We're all gonna die.
Sorry to tell you, our universe is dying. Apparently, how's that for your hump day? A study shows that more than 200,000 galaxies out there. The universe is producing half as much energy as it did 2 billion years ago. Is that because of climate change? And it's continuing to fade. Discovery News says newer galaxies are simply putting out less energy than galaxies did in the past. I mean, really?
Damn slacker galaxies.
Yes, exactly.
Clearly because of galactic welfare.
That's it. I'm waiting on my paycheck from the my galactic paycheck.
I have to stay at Galactic Mom's house now.
That's right. And those older stars are fading faster than the new stars are forming. The trend that eventually will leave the universe is
and Hollywood.
Yeah, a cold, dark, lonely place.
Man, that sounds sort of like now.
Yeah, really. Said one NASA researcher, at some point, all matter will eventually decay. We're observing the lights slowly shutting down. The good news is we'll all be dead long before any of this happens.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking billions of years from now.
Good. I thought you said millions.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Thought it was just around the corner. Hello?
Yeah, it's all because of those failed green energy policies.
That's exactly right. That's it. What was the name of that company out there in the
Cylindra.
California?
Cylindra.
That's why solar power doesn't work.
Yeah. We thought, and the wind, too. Our utility rates are going to go up because the universe is dying. Now I understand. Okay.
See, so shouldn't it be our responsibility to help warm the universe?
Yeah, I think so.
And if global warming does that,
we should be putting billions of dollars on rockets and sending them into outer space to help fund these.
That's right. Fund this. They talk about a GoFundMe. Oh, we need to.
I got to pull that up.
Yeah, we need to check that today and see. In case you missed it yesterday, an Alabama state senator, the state is $300 million in debt, okay? And so he decided to put a GoFundMe project together. And yesterday we were at $535.
We broke 1,000.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I mean, we're right at 1,000.
Now, the thing that's kind of neat about it, though, is that you can tell them where the money should go.
Like to tell them where they can
go. Exactly. As opposed to now when you can't.
Here's $100 in ones, please. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, in addition, okay. So that's going to kill us eventually.
Right.
So think about something that you maybe end up having on your kitchen table or counter every day after it's been dragged around on the bottom of a school bus or hallway. Your kid's backpack. Think about that as school gets started.
Sure.
You know, you might even do it yourself with your briefcase or your purse. Think about those backpacks and purses and briefcases and the floors and the places where you put them, and it's all pretty gross. I mean, you wouldn't put your shoes up on the counter, would you? You might want to think about that. Store it in a different place.
No.
Oh. Okay. Well, just remember, and keep the kids' backpacks away from all your dining room table and all those, you know.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Probably drank from a water hose growing
yes,
up.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. No, that explains so much.
Just say.
Hey.
It's 7:23. Here's our George R.R. Martin story. Soap opera with swords. The end of it has not been written.
Well, no.
No. Oh, okay.
It's his job.
Yeah.
He can't die. It's in his contract.
He doesn't want this. This thing is going, yeah. Fans of both the books and the TV versions of George R.R. Martin's Game of Thrones series are about to hit their radios because the man himself has, in fact, admitted that he still has not finished writing the end of it. You're okay with that, huh, Patrick?
Well, yeah? Why shouldn't I be? He hasn't written it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
He's still working on The Winds of Winter and has another book to write after that, A Dream of Spring. That should come as no surprise. And by the way, his papers are here, right?
Mm-hmm.
He donated his papers to Texas A&M. This is a little odd. You can thank dinosaurs for pushing up the daisies. New research suggests that dinosaurs wandered around and died in fields of flowers that were ancestors of the daisies that we see today. New Zealand researchers say that this family of flowering plants is one of the few that can be traced actually back to the age of dinosaurs.
Wow.
Yeah. Discovery News says these include daisies, as well as sunflowers, chrysanthemums, dandelions, and also lettuce.
Oh.
Lettuce?
Okay.
Lettuce and chrysanthemums are related? All right, there you go. Heard it here. It's 7:25.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and we'll ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with a Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate. Only $11.6 $695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
When disaster strikes, only one service is always there. Over-the-air FM radio. From blizzards to hurricanes, tornadoes to tropical storms, the risk of power outages, telephone, data, and mobile service loss could be dire unless you have your cell phone's FM radio chip turned on.
We had no power.
But we were informed and kept safe with the radio in our phone.
Protect your family, yourself, and anyone you care about with one simple yet significant act. Activate the FM chip in your cell phone.
Turn it on.
Visit freeradioonmyphone.org.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, no rush update today. Donald Trump has done a pretty good job of injecting himself into everything.
Everything?
I mean, he's everywhere.
Yes.
Doesn't go away.
Yes.
Well, Canada's got one of their own. This guy's name is Wyatt Scott. The independent candidate promises to fight for Canada in a video which shows him perched on a computer-generated Canadian goose and swinging a sword in the air. He says he will tackle issues like college affordability and Indigenous people's rights, and then he destroys a robot with laser beams from his eyes. Change is coming to Canada, and I'm here to lead the charge.
That's awesome.
That is. That's good. We need to have some of that kind of stuff.
Well, there's
Parliament for the new riding of Mission Matsui, Fraser Canyon.
It sounds delicious.
I'm an independent candidate.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, we need that. Really?
There's a meme.
Oh, he killed
with
a dragon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, uses lasers out of his eyes. It's outstanding. Yeah.
There's a meme with Trump that's similar to that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's riding a lion.
Oh, okay. Well, who started it then? I haven't heard about that. So was that before this Canadian guy, or do we know? We have no idea.
The Trump thing's a couple weeks old.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, anyway, there we are. That's that.
And if Trump wins, there will be hell to pay.
Oh, that's in our it's in our break room. Yes, there's hell to pay.
Yes.
Like that.
Oh,
okay. To pay. Yeah, okay, got it. All right, thank you. Anyway, so 728, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University Drive and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com, Wiltons with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Got a little shower activity yesterday, and spotty, granted. But may form up again this afternoon, a 30% chance of rain. They're saying basically right about 5 o'clock until sunset is when it would happen. And again, I guess probably pretty much the pattern that we had yesterday. But anyway, some rain would be nice for anybody who happens to get it. In the meantime, about 104 for our high temperature today. And as we move on through the week, it won't be quite as hot. And looks like maybe by Saturday our high will be a chilly 97 degrees, and the lows each night around 76. And we're looking at 77 degrees right now.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
One company is on a mission to put a million...
Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
One company is on a mission to put a million people to work each year. Sounds like a big number, doesn't it? Not to Express Employment professionals. Maybe you're a skilled CNC operator or welder. Or maybe you're looking to find a new job in distribution. How about a forklift operator? We are committed to your success and never charge you a fee to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is on a mission to put a million people to work each year. Let us help. We'll open doors for you. Go to expresspros.com to find a location near you.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When AMCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-AMCO, or visit online at AMCO.com. AMCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan voters will have two contested races this November, and some will have three. The latest filing involves the at-large position on the Bryan School Board. Incumbent Tommy Bosquez, who has filed for re-election, is now opposed by Mark McCall. A second contested election involves the at-large position on the Bryan City Council, and those living in Bryan Council single-member District 5 also have two candidates. The filing deadline is the 24th. Utility crews dealt with the heat Monday night in College Station to fix a water line break in the area of Harvey Mitchell Parkway in Holloman. Water Services Director Dave Coleman said that contributed to a record amount of water being processed yesterday.
25.8 million gallons. Of course, that included the water that was lost in the leak. So we're pushing our water system to the max, but you know, this is what it's designed to do, and we sure appreciate the residents' cooperation with our call for conservation last night.
Repairs to the 8-inch water line were made after Atmos Energy marked off the location of their natural gas lines.
We had our new foreman Jerry out there, our crew leader Craig, did an excellent job of getting the line exposed and repaired and service restored. So, yeah, I want to send out a big thank you to those guys. They do an incredible job under difficult conditions.
Colvin says once service was restored, the overnight hours were spent refilling water towers. Hours after the Brazos County Commission issued a burn ban, a grass fire west of Bryan occurred. The chief deputy for the sheriff's office, Jim Stewart, gave an update while multiple firefighters were on the scene in the Pleasant Hill area north of Highway 21 and between FM 2818 and Highway 47.
There was some structures back there where they've moved the people out, and I believe at this point in time they're near the incident command post. While they continue to work the fire, there's been no structures affected, I don't believe, no vehicles, anything of that nature at this point.
Deputies provided traffic control until the fire was under control, which was aided by a pop-up thunderstorm. A hit-and-run yesterday afternoon left a bicyclist with life-threatening injuries and College Station police looking for the driver. Officers responded to the accident near Crossing Place Apartments on Southwest Parkway near Welburn Road. The victim was taken to a local hospital. The driver was described as an 18- to 25-year-old white female driving a dark car. College Station police responded to an assault report shortly before 3 a.m. yesterday on Lincoln Avenue near Tarot. Police found the suspect, 37-year-old R.T. Lott Jr., in the front yard. Lott jumped a fence and ran into the home through the back door. Officers discovered the victim and her two children had already left and were able to reach Lott by phone. He claimed to be suicidal, but a CSPD hostage negotiation team convinced him to surrender. Lott is charged with domestic assault and evading arrest. An employee of the College Station Goodwill store monitoring surveillance videos Sunday night called police after watching two people remove items from donation bins. That led to the arrest of a Navasota woman on charges of taking 86 items. 41-year-old Jennifer McDaniel was also arrested for being in illegal possession of 11 Xanax pills and on charges from two municipal court cases from last year. A man who helped McDaniel load her convertible said she was retrieving items she had donated but wanted back. He was not arrested. A College Station woman who has served four sentences in the Brazos County Jail for misdemeanor theft by check is now accused of illegally using a debit card. Bryan police arrested 56-year-old Diane Jones on Monday following an investigation that began last December. According to the arrest report, the victim says Jones took her card and found her PIN number while she was working as a home health worker. Jones told police the victim was told her to withdraw $80 from an ATM. The Arlington officer who shot and killed a 19-year-old while he was breaking into a car dealership has been fired.
Arlington Police Chief Will Johnson says Brad Miller used poor judgment the night of the shooting to enter the building alone and then chase Christian Taylor in the car dealership without communicating with his partner.
I have serious concerns as to the rationale articulated for the use of deadly force in this incident.
Arlington residents are mixed on the firing.
He should not have fired at the kid.
Hold your hands up. Get on the ground. They don't do that. There's consequences. There would be for me. There would be for anybody.
The facts of the case will be presented to a grand jury who will decide if Miller should face criminal charges. Austin York, TSN News.
Two DPS troopers are expected to make full recoveries after they were shot outside a convenience store in Odessa yesterday. The man who shot the officers was killed in the exchange of gunfire. A DPS spokeswoman says the troopers were helping Texas Rangers serve multiple arrest warrants when the shots were fired. No names were released. St. Joseph Regional Health Center has announced a new service for premature and critically ill babies. Vice President and Chief Nursing Officer Dinah Perez Graham announced a partnership with Texas Children's Hospital in Houston that establishes St. Joseph's as a Level 3 NICU, or Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
It means that these babies won't have to be transferred anywhere else, that they're cared right here in our town and given the highest level of care.
Dr. Gwen Getty is the medical director of the new NICU.
I think that this will bring added strength to both St. Joseph and to Texas Children's Hospital. We have, I believe, 10 hospitals in our community program now, and with the addition of St. Joseph, we are now caring for babies in hospitals where over 20,000 deliveries occur every year.
St. Joseph's parent company, Catholic Health Initiatives, has a similar arrangement with the hospital it owns in Houston. Cheers were heard as a Bluebell semi left an Alabama plant yesterday morning. The tractor-trailer was on its way to an undisclosed location with the first ice cream available to the public since plants were shut down over listeria contamination. The when and where, according to a tweet from Bluebell, will be announced soon. WTAW News Time, approaching 7:38. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Levi Douglas for Douglas Nissan. Our bottom line model year end sales event means huge savings for you. Check out a new 2015 Nissan Sentra for $2,250 off MSRP or $1,250 off plus 0% financing for up to 72 months. Don't miss out on the bottom line best offers at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 and College Station.
Eight or more to choose from. Offer includes $1,000 Nissan customer cash, $250 in MAC captive cash, and $1,000 Douglas discount. 0% APR with approved credit in lieu of $1,000 Nissan customer cash. Must finance with an MAC. Model codes 12015, 12115, 12215. 12315.
Are you a business owner who needs working capital fast? Are you frustrated with the long approval process of banks? Then you need to call the small business owner's friend, businessloanstoday.com. Even if you've been turned down by other lenders, Business Loans Today can help. Unlike banks, we look at your business cash flow, not your credit score. So even if you have poor credit, we can get you approved the same day for up to $1 million. Right now, we're offering our lowest rates ever, with no pre-penalty payoffs and full three-year term loans with rates as low as 9.9%. So if your business needs working capital for any reason, call 800-996-2442 today to get the funding you need fast. Call now, 800-996-2442. You only have to be in business for 1 year to qualify. No hassle, a simple application that takes only minutes and funding in as little as 24 hours. Let our money work for you. Go to businessloanstoday.com or call 800-996-2442. That's 800-996-2442. 800-996-2442.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
That's 7:40, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
A good deal of sunshine across the area for today. Temperatures are going to make 100 to 105. Therefore, a heat advisory is in effect from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We could see a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. We'll have sun tomorrow, highs near 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Lots of sunshine during the day on Friday. High temperatures will be 95 to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We have a short turnaround right now, so I'm going to probably eliminate one and get to it where the other ones can get more reps.
That's Coach Spavital, the offensive coordinator and quarterback's coach for the Aggies, and that's his conversation on three quarterbacks. We'll have more on Aggie football coming up. Also, the New York Jets are less one quarterback after a brawl in the locker room in Major League Baseball, too. We'll cover all that for you here in about 9 minutes or so.
All right. Bill Flores is over in Israel. He'll call us in a few minutes. He's a little bit behind schedule, so we'll do that. In the meantime, the Hatfields and the McCoys got together peacefully.
Well, what fun is that?
Yeah. They want to learn a little more about the historical grudge. So members of the two former feuding families are digging up the past, literally. Those doing the excavating in Pike County, Kentucky, are the Hatfields and McCoys, two families that are infamous in their feud that we learned all about on the History Channel, if you wanted to know. Began around the time of the Civil War and ended in 1891 after several decades of violence that claimed at least a dozen lives. Back in 2003, members of both clans signed an official truce. Okay, and they appear to be getting along just fine. So now they're digging up. Oh, there you go. It's going to be on National Geographic Channel. All right. Everything's a reality show now, isn't it?
Well, was it last year or the year before? The History Channel did the miniseries about the Hatfields and McCoys, and that
right.
Was really good.
Was it? Okay. Don't know if it was true or not, but it was entertaining, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Never let facts get in the way
of a good story.
Yeah. The battleship USS New Jersey will be in service for Pope Francis' visit to Philadelphia. Not as a warship, but as a hotel. That's not bad, is it?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Okay. All right. I think Congressman Flores is going to join us. He'll be with us in just a minute. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes. With no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Okay, the first of the month is right around the corner, and we all know what that means. The mortgage or rent is due, the water, electric bill, maybe even the car payment or your insurance. That's just how it goes. The money comes in and money goes out. And for a lot of us, there's not much left over when it's all said and done. It's a never-ending cycle that leaves many families wondering, how do we get ahead when we're barely making it? A lot of couples can only think of one solution to that problem: make more money. A little extra cash may ease some of our immediate stress, but it usually isn't a long-term solution for debt. And that's because the more money we earn, the more we're likely to elevate our standard of living. And more stuff means, well, more spending. It's no wonder that couples at all income levels, even the wealthy, often feel the squeeze of debt. Ultimately, the only solution that works is learning how to live on what we make, no matter what our income level is. And that can require some tough choices that force us to dig deep and sacrifice. On one end of the financial scale, it may mean selling a car, downsizing our home. On the smaller end, maybe we decide to eat out less or limit our entertainment choices. Living within our means may not fill our lives with material luxury, but it will give us a luxury of a different kind: contentment and peace instead of stress. For more encouragement to make every day count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When news breaks, he's there at the heart of the story.
There is no better way to show you the scope of our lead story than from the air.
Beating is the word we're taking right now.
It is, in fact, the taste of freedom.
When lives change, he's there to listen.
You want your child to be able to walk outside and feel safe and feel like they're important.
When it really matters, you can depend on him.
It's a lot to try and understand here and much to learn.
NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Cafe XL, better than ever. We've been telling you about, of course, the drive-thru they've got. You can get any of the Cafe XL items to go. It's easy to do, whether it's the corn chowder, queso blanco, Earthstone-fired pizza, and, of course, strawberry tarts. All of it available at the drive-thru at Cafe XL. And right now, you can win a mesquite smoked turkey melt if you text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, to 88202, 88202. 20th person to text right now wins a mesquite smoked turkey melt. All you have to do is text the word CAFE to 88202 for your chance to have lunch free from Cafe XL. And, you know, more than lunch, really, Cafe XL can take care of your dinner for you. Give them a call. They can have it ready for you. You can order it right there through the drive-thru. That's the drive-thru at Cafe XL, offering signature menu items. Get a lunch break at work, or on your way home, you can pick up dinner. And again, if you're the 20th person to text the word CAFE to 88202 right now, you win your first Cafe XL drive-thru experience with a free mesquite smoked turkey sandwich. So go for that.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It is 747. A&M football picked up where they left off yesterday on day two of fall practice, albeit inside due to the odd August thunder and lightning. Following the practice, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Jake Spavital was asked if at this point it really was a three-man race for the starting quarterback's job.
Right now, yes. I'll probably about 2 to 3 more days and probably limit it down to two. But, you know, we have a short turnaround right now, so I'm going to probably eliminate one and get to it where the other one's going to get more reps.
And defense coordinator John Chavis also visited with the media, and then here's his overview of training camp so far.
We got a team that's willing to work, and I tell you, it's been exciting watching them. We've been flying around, learning. We got some guys that we got to get ready to play that hadn't played or that was not a part of spring practice due to injury, so we got some catching up to do there, but it's been exciting watching them practice the 2 days.
The guys get back to work later this afternoon. A&M sophomore golfer Matty Cesarek shot an even par 72 to move into a tie for 24th place after the second of two stroke play rounds at the 115th U.S. Women's Amateur at the Portland Golf Club. Her score qualifies her for match play portions, which happen later on today. A large contingent of A&M swimmers helped the Aggies win the women's title for the first time in program history at the 2015 Phillips 66 U.S. National Championships. The Aggies placed in all three relays and had six swimmers score individual points, leading the way 2015 senior Sarah Henry, who was the meet's number two overall score. A hop now to the NFL, where Johnny Manziel didn't complete a single pass, right-handed. Cleveland's backup quarterback was limited in practice yesterday by a sore right elbow, but is expected to play in Cleveland's exhibition opener against Washington tomorrow. Manziel did not throw any passes with his right arm. He did, however, complete a couple left-handed during the Browns' morning workout. Browns coach Mike Patton said the team just simply wants to rest Manziel the rest of the day. And things got ugly with the Jets. New York Jets quarterback Geno Smith will be sidelined 6 to 10 weeks after getting his jaw broken in a locker room fight with teammate Ike Enempali. ESPN's Adam Schefter lays out what happened.
Geno Smith had given Ike Enempali a commitment to attend his football camp July 11th in Pflugerville, Texas. And essentially, a day or two before that actual event, Geno Smith had a death of somebody close to him who died in a motorcycle accident. So Geno Smith never made that trip, and Enempali had essentially laid out the money, $600 for Geno Smith's plane ticket. And Geno Smith had intended to pay him back, but hadn't paid him back yet. And so today, Enempali took matters into his own hands, according to multiple people familiar with the situation, walked over to Geno Smith in the locker room, and by the words of Jets head coach Todd Bowles, sucker punched him.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is expected to assume the starting quarterback's job with rookie Bryce Petty as his backup. Enempali was immediately released from the team. The NFL owners met in suburban Chicago yesterday to hear more about moving at least one existing team to L.A. The Chargers and Raiders are proposing a stadium in Carson, and the Rams are looking to build a facility in Inglewood. Commissioner Roger Goodell says that no voting of any kind occurred at the meeting, and he anticipates the league will decide on a relocation this fall. And something happened in Major League Baseball that has never happened before. For the first time in baseball history, all 15 home teams won the same day, which meant both Texas teams did not fare very well yesterday. Madison Baumgartner pitched a five-hitter with 12 strikeouts as the San Francisco Giants beat the Houston Astros 3-1. The Astros will take another crack at the Giants today in a late-afternoon matinee game, first pitch at 2:45. And you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. And finally, Eduardo Escobar's two-out double in the ninth inning drove in the winning run and capped a late rally by the Minnesota Twins for a much-needed 3-2 victory over the Rangers. Here's Rangers skip Jeff Bannister.
Felt like that we had some opportunities there early and through the middle innings to score some runs. Didn't get the big hit to drive in any runs, and felt like we had the guys there late in the ball game that with Dyson and Kella and Dinkman to go ahead and turn it over to Tolley. Just didn't get it there.
Texas stays in Minnesota. They'll crank things up there at 7:10. That game also on the Zone. And that's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8 same great rate. It's hot outside. Now is a great time to get your air conditioner working at top performance. Or it may be time to replace it. At Superior, we're offering 0% interest for 60 months with approved credit on any new comfort system. That's 5 years, zero interest, right now at Superior. Start saving money by calling us at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Morning News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 7 minutes till. We'll talk to Bill Flores after 8 o'clock. He's traveling over in Israel, so he was in some meetings and stuff like that. All right, this is why you listen, so you can find out why does that microwave popcorn bag say this side up? I mean, what difference does it make, right? It's just a bunch of popcorn in a bag, but it really does matter.
Okay.
According to the folks at Jolly Time Popcorn, the bottom of the bag has a reflector.
It's a piece of metal.
What?
Yeah.
In my microwave?
Absolutely. You can microwave a knife, but not a fork.
Because it'll arc?
Yeah, that's precisely right.
Okay. There you go. Anyhow, it spreads the microwave energy.
Is that the official microwave noise?
Exactly.
If you run out of tin foil, you can just put the empty popcorn bag on your head.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it comes from the top of the oven, obviously, and uniformly, then it goes throughout the product. If you turn the bag upside down, the popcorn will still pop, but it will take longer, and some of the corn may be dried out or scorched, and who'd want that? The bigger concern for microwave popcorn. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die.
Specifically, there is a chemical used in the nonstick coating on the inside of the popcorn bags that decomposes, producing a compound associated with increased risk of certain cancer, including liver and prostate cancer.
Ooh.
So quit licking the bottom of the bag. There also is a flavoring agent in microwave popcorn that's been associated with an increase in the rate of otherwise rare forms of lung disease.
Yeesh.
Most of the cases seem to be for people who work in the factories that make the microwave popcorn. Just remember, this from the Regular Popcorn Institute. Do you think they have battling popcorn? Well, because it says there are no risks with regular non-microwave popcorn.
Stovetop popping corn.
Right. Whenever we get a story like this, you have to think about it. Who funded this? Who got this placed? Because, I mean,
that's hilarious.
They talk to the people from Jolly Time, and they're happy to talk to them, and then you find out later in the story they're going to tell you how terrible it is to be eating microwave popcorn. Does Jolly Time make microwave popcorn?
I don't know.
If they don't, maybe that's it. They drove that. It's kind of like, well, yes, but while I've got you on the phone, could I remind you that there are cancer-causing agents in microwave popcorn? All right, so what does that mean then? You got to get the stovetop popcorn. Can you even buy that? Can you buy jars of popcorn anymore?
Yeah.
Of popping corn?
That's how I cook it.
Okay. Oh, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. You have billows under there. You don't even have it. You get the
He's
coal
got
fire going.
Bellows.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot your ranger boy over there. Okay.
At Schlitterbahn, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves. Check. Plus, Schlitterbahn welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Get discounted tickets and plan your stay at Schlitterbahn.com.
Right now, you've got a chance to win a mesquite smoked turkey melt. If you'll text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, to 88202, it's from Cafe XL. Make sure that you know about their to-go drive-thru. Anything that's on the Cafe XL menu, whether it's their signature sandwiches or a melt like this or strawberry tart, whatever your favorite item happens to be, it's available through the drive-thru at Cafe XL. If you don't have time for lunch, can't sit down and do that, then just swing by there and go through the drive-thru and get what you need. Maybe you don't want to cook dinner. Or maybe you want to have some folks over and have a special meal. Well, Cafe XL can do that for you. They can prepare it all, and it's all available through their drive-through window. So if you're the 20th person to text the word CAFE, C-A-F-E, to 202. Right now, you could win your first Cafe XL drive-through experience with a free mesquite smoked turkey melt from Cafe XL.
At Bell Properties, we do all of your home work for you. Buy, sell, rent, invest, and property management. Call or text Bell Properties anytime at 979-595-3468. That's 979-595-3468. Ringing the doorbell to your future home and investment properties.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek.